Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, yes, I'm back. Hour number two of Uncensored Radio Free America. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. I'm here on this Monday evening, and there's so much to talk about. Tomorrow night on the program, we are going to have, as our guest, we've scheduled, a woman who I met a few years back in Washington. I introduced her as Master of Ceremonies. I introduced her at the conference that there was going on by the American Free Press and the Barnes Review publication, and her name is Nita Renfrew. Nita wrote the book Saddam Hussein in 1985, wrote the book in 1985, actually did something George Bush did not do, and that is visit Iraq and meet with the people of Iraq and meet with, not with Saddam Hussein per se, but a number of people who were officials, who were politicians, as it were, and ordinary average people. Tomorrow night, she will relate to you. She's going to relate to you what life was really like under Saddam Hussein and in Iraq itself in the 1980s, before George Bush and this gang of cutthroats in Washington decided to wage war against their client state, the most traitorous, lecherous, vile people committed and are still committing genocide against the people of Iraq. She'll tell you something that she saw firsthand. Don't miss the show. Tell all your friends tomorrow night. Tune in to rbnlive.com. Or listen on your radio stations that carry us. Tell them to tune in, because this is an opportunity to hear a woman who's going to tell you, and you'll know when you listen to her, going to tell you her heartfelt thoughts. She's an honest person. She's not defending Saddam Hussein. She's not defending anyone. What she's defending is the truth. She's going to tell you what she saw, what Iraq was becoming in terms of a first world nation. One Arab nation in the Middle East that was becoming the center of civilization, the center of life, advancing and progressing in science, in medicine, in every area, in culture, and how this government, under the authorities and the control and the lasso of the Zionists, went in and committed one huge atrocity against the people of Iraq. It is so obvious, it is so obvious now, ladies and gentlemen, that even the most timid are coming out and admitting it. We are a captive nation. The United States of America is a captive nation to the forces of Zionism, internationalism, and the Israeli government. We are doing their killing. We are doing their bidding. And the world is beginning to catch on, my friends. The world cannot be deceived much longer in that regard. Remember, God sees this. He's aware of what's going on. He knows the heart and mind and soul of George Bush, Dick Cheney, Rummy, Condi, and the rest of them. And I don't want to be in their shoes on Judgment Day. We have a bunch of pathological, psychotic killers running this government. Like it or not, whether you want to hear it or not, they are killers. And they're killing our children in Iraq. They're taking them home to die, ladies and gentlemen. We have to stop them. I'm Rick Adams. We will be right back with more.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy to take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Yeah, that Rick Adams doesn't belong on the radio. He should be taken off. He's attacking the politicians and our leaders. What's the matter with him? He's a troublemaker and a terrorist.
Well, thank you, sir. I guess you're right, you complainer. I am a terrorist. George Bush says I'm a terrorist. I must be. After all, I'm attacking our president, even though he was not legally elected in the first election, or the second, as far as I'm concerned. So I must be a terrorist. Anyone who disagrees with George Bush, anyone who disagrees with George Bush on all of these matters of security and war is a terrorist. Look what they're doing to Dick Durbin now. You know, just the other night, we heard our dear buddy there, the great American patriot, Johnny Come Lately patriot, Michael Weiner, Michael Savage to many, tell us of how he told his Jewish friends to call the ADL and this fine, outstanding organization that we talked about last week and urge them to go after Mr. Durbin, because Mr. Durbin has had the unmitigated gall to suggest that George Bush is committing some atrocities at Guantanamo, that he's holding prisoners in absolutely atrocious conditions, torturing them, killing people that have never been charged. Because George Bush says we've already prosecuted over 200 out of 400 cases of terrorism. And, of course, that's a lie. Even the Washington Post knows it's a lie, and that's doing something for them. 39 cases. And you know, these people, many of them were probably railroaded and rammed, just as they're trying to do to Zacharias Moussaoui right now, the so-called 20th would-be hijacker. So I'm a terrorist, you're a terrorist, everyone's a terrorist. You see, the ADL keeps watch on you. Yes, I am. I am. And so is my producer. He's a cohort in all of this. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-313-9443 is the number. Toll-free, 800-313-9443. Hello, Doug. You're on the program. How are you?
How are you doing, Rick?
Doing fine, thank you. I'm bold tonight. Bold!
Bold. Well, you're the guy you were talking to, the John Jay?
Yep.
Okay, his forebear, I guess you would say, he was the first Supreme Court Justice of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And many of them weren't lawyers, by the way.
Right.
You know, the Constitution wasn't written for a Philadelphia lawyer, you know.
No. And my father got a law degree at the University of Cincinnati in 1947, about the time I was born.
Oh.
And he never practiced a day of law. He never joined the Bar Association. He figured out that it was a scam, a monopoly, and this mm-hmm. and that. He figured that out before he graduated, but he just went ahead and said, well, I put so many years into this, and this is what my parents want me to be when I grow up. He declined that path, but he did a few things legally. You know, he knew his law, he knew his constitution, whatever, and but never charged anybody a cent for doing so, and never made a penny out of, our little legal system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, I was listening to the McLam show today, and he was talking to some guy on there about the British, see what they call that, it's called the British Accreditation Registry.
BAR. Yeah.
And they're owned by the Templar, BAR, which is owned by the, could you believe it, the Rothschilds?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense to you? Rothschilds?
Seems like they're involved in everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. What aren't they involved in these days? Tell me.
It just seems like they are the Satan incarnate, their little agents, and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that Satan, he's got the red shield.
Yep.
And I think that he is, the incarnation of evil.
Yeah, well, that red shield, Rothschild, red is the color of Edom, Satan's children. And that is their color of notation, my friend. We're seeing that today, the blood, the red just of the blood that is being spilled. Americans dying today for a foreign country that controls this country, lock, stock, and barrel. That is criminal, and I don't care who's doing it. It's wrong. And we don't have politicians that have the courage to really stand up and do what needs to be done. They're gutless wonders. We see a little tiny smattering of opinion here and there, and as soon as they come out, they're denounced, they're racist, they're bigots, they're anti-Semites and all of this. They need to do what our founding fathers did. And that means taking drastic action, my friend, you see? Drastic action.
Rick, I'll go one step past that.
All right.
And, you blame these little crooked politicians that are all on the, they're sick little people that need to get power.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with them to begin with. They have to have power over another person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most evil people on the face of this earth
mm-hmm.
are little people that are in the pulpits.
Oh, boy.
Francis Schofield dispensationalism that we have to support Israel and kill these evil ragheads and this and that and other.
You're striking a responding chord here.
Well, you know,
keep it up.
Well, Rick, you know, there aren't too many Muslims that own our media.
There aren't too many Muslims that own
MTV, BET, all the trash, all the stuff that is corrupting the youth and, you know, the lies, the filth, all the pornography they put in here. You won't find too many Muslims behind all that, will you?
No, absolutely not. But what we're doing now, this country is doing on behalf of Israel, is exporting that same trash and filth and garbage vis-a-vis democracy to the Islamic world. And they know what it is. They resent it and they hate it.
What?
And I don't blame them one bit.
Well, Thomas Jefferson knew what it was. He said democracy is the, you know, one of the worst forms of government. He said it is let's see, how did Jefferson put that? He said it was as...
I don't have the exact quote. I don't want to take him out of
context. Short in its life as it is violent in its death.
Right,
in other words,
it's a no-brainer.
All it is you like democracy, you like gang rape, you like lynch mobs, you like whatever, you know, just mob rule. And they thought that was the most vile.
You know, you just said something, and I know there's somebody listening to us who probably will call in, Joe, our church guy. You mentioned the ecclesiastical rulers of today and the church, and I will agree with you, Doug. You know, I don't always see eye to eye, but I'll agree with you on this, and that is that those who are going to pay the highest price come Judgment Day are these church leaders today in this country and elsewhere that are promoting this rotten, filthy, quicksand foundation upon which this country is built today. They are deceiving the very souls of America with their poison, and they're doing it from the pulpits. You're right. Absolutely. On the money, Doug. I commend you.
A blind hog gets an acorn occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, thank you, Doug. I appreciate your call. I'll let you go. It's a good, certainly is a good thought. I mean, there's a lot of people probably listening online now and through stations saying these guys are a bunch of nuts. They're a bunch of yahoos, bunch of rednecks. What are they talking about? These preachers that love, they preach love all the time. What do you mean they're deceiving the world? What do you mean they're leading us to disaster? What do you mean they're taking us down the primrose path? Well, didn't Jesus say that that's exactly what they would do in the last days? He said, beware. Those who come in my name, who say they're with me, flee from them as fast as you can. If they're popular with the crowd, they're popular with the Zionists, they're popular with Israel, they're popular with the New World Order, guess what? They ain't of my seed, and I will spew them out of my mouth come Judgment Day. He's going to do that. He's going to take a strong stand. You had the chance to preach the word. Instead, you aligned yourself with the forces of Kenites, the Kenites, rather than the birthright tribes, rather than Israel, rather than true spiritual Israel, the church, the assembly, the body of Christ. You betrayed me, and now I will betray you. Some of you are listening out there. There's somebody out there tonight listening, I'm talking to, that's in that category. You can cry your heart out to me. Don't worry. We'll put you on the air. We won't make fun of you. If you want to, call me. 800-313-9443. It's all you have to do is dial that number. Confess tonight. Come on. Take a turn. Turn back away from the apostasy. We'll be back with more. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio, Free America.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. And be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yeah, we're back. We're back. Justin Raimondo is editorial director of antiwar.com. That's the website, antiwar.com. And boy, has he got a commentary, man. He's talking about these lying hypocrites in Washington with the lying hypocrites in England, Tony Blair and British Petroleum and the rest of those lying, filthy scumbags. And boy, does he denounce them. His column, Behind the Downing Street Memos, lurks the specter of treason. Amen, Brother Raimondo. He says everybody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about the memo. Now that the, quote, mainstream media is finally paying attention, it behooves us to go over them with a fine-tooth comb. The key paragraph in the first memo, he says, and the one most cited is this. Quote, C reported on his recent talks in Washington, there was a perceptible shift in attitude. Military action was now seen as inevitable. Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action justified by the conjunction of terrorism and WMD. But the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy. The mysterious C is none other than Richard Dearlove, then head of MI6, Britain's intelligence service. no doubt conferring with the American equivalent, then CIA Director George Tenet. That date, July 23rd, 2002, is significant. At that time, our lying president was telling us that war with Iraq would be a, quote, last resort. Yeah, sure. Not that anybody really believed him, but it's significant that he still felt it necessary to make the effort to deceive. Meanwhile, the war party, you know, the Chicken Hawks, the Richard Pearls, the Wolfowitzes, the Dan Senors, the Krauthammers, the Crystals and so forth. Well, that war party was plotting to pull a fast one, using every trick in the book to gin up a war with Iraq. A constant stream of wild stories presented in the guise of intelligence and planted in the compliant Zionist media. Those are my words. All posting, quote, weapons of mass destruction, unquote, poised to hit American cities. Bob Woodward revealed that the decision to go to war had already been made in his book, Plan of Attack, but the media doesn't cover books. Leaked memos, however, are another matter, especially ones with secret and strictly personal, UK eyes only, emblazoned at the top, along with a further notation. This record is extremely sensitive. No further copy should be made. It should be shown only to those with a genuine need to know its contents. Well, yes. We genuinely do need to know why our young people are dying by the dozens every week. Until now, it's over 1,700 and rising. We need to know these facts. The smoking gun, so to speak, is the admission that the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy. We knew that, too. But this raises an important question. Who is fixing the intelligence? Time to start naming names, huh? The embarrassing revelations do not stop there. A memo to British cabinet members 3 days before a crucial meeting shows that the Brits were trying to manufacture a useful pretext for war and still remain within the bounds of international law. It's just possible that an ultimatum could be made in terms which Saddam would reject because he's unwilling to accept unfettered access. Failing that, or an Iraq attack, we would be most unlikely to achieve a legal base for military action by January 2003. They didn't want Saddam to let the inspectors in, and we were hoping against hope that we would insist on the old-fashioned idea of national sovereignty, a non-starter in their brave new world, so they could, what, go in there guns a-blazing. Rather, like a schoolyard bully who doesn't really want the 98-pound weakling in the schoolyard to give up his lunch money because he'd much rather have the pleasure of beating the living back out of his, or the heck out of his intended victim. There was also a series of memos flying back and forth from the Brits that read like missives of a quaint old aunt who hopes to accommodate the somewhat extravagant wishes of a nephew, while still keeping his behavior within the bounds of a certain propriety. Well, we know the result. We know the lies. It is also interesting that in surveying post-war options, the installation of an Anglo-American-backed strongman versus representative democracy, both scenarios assume Sunni domination. A Shia-led government is never even considered an option, and for what British policymakers no doubt considered at the time to be obvious reasons for this would mean and does mean handing over the country to the Iranians, who are even now cementing their control of the various Iraqi ministries and the nascent security intelligence apparatus by merging it with the Shia party militias, which are trained and succored by Tehran. Such a policy has its madness, but it has a certain logic from a neocon point of view. We'll talk about that when we come back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned. Don't miss a minute of it.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Uncensored. Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is back.
But our government will go well. We have no government. Well, you must have a body of men who pass and enforce law. Laws? There are no laws.
Yeah, that's right. Hey!
No. Where do you get your food and clothing? Doesn't anybody work? No.
Boy, that's the brave new world, isn't it? All right. You heard it. Radio Avenger, Rick Adams, Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We are back. I'm just relating this column here by Mr. Raimondo, antiwar.com. It's a fantastic column. And he said such a policy of enabling the Shia party and the militia, which are trained and suckered by Tehran, such a policy would seem to be madness. But it has a certain logic from the neocon point of view. By empowering Iran, they are creating yet another threat just over the horizon. This is a war story with a ready-made sequel, one that is already premiering as I write. Another memo takes the tack that the Americans have to be watched over very carefully for their own good, of course, and the well-being of the family by sharing Bush's objective, the prime minister, The Prime Minister can help shape how it is defined. Translation, go along with the boy, humor him, make him think he's in charge while you're skillfully diverting him from making a perfect mess of things. You know how these Americans, are. Sure, the Iraqis don't have WMD or don't seem to be making much of the effort to acquire them. However, what has changed is not the pace of Saddam's programs, but our tolerance for them. This is something we need to be defensive about. All the while, they were admitting their intelligence was bad, so they were becoming increasingly intolerant of that which they knew next to nothing about, not even whether it had any real existence. You see? Tony Blair and the Blairites did the same thing. The memos of a whole treat of Iraq's alleged connection to Al-Qaeda was a hoax. It was a lie right from the beginning. There was no credibility. But remember David Frum, the speechwriter? The access of evil? Remember? David Frum, another Zionist. And George Bush took his cue from Mr. Frum. He linked Iraq with Iran and North Korea. The problem was how to de-link them in the public mind so as to what? So as to be able to argue that Iraq represented the unique and present danger. David Frum, an obstacle to war? Who would have thought? A fifth memo relating to conversation between Britain's ambassador in Washington, Christopher Meyer, and Paul Wolfowitz, then Defense Secretary Donnie Rumsfeld. Donnie Rumsfeld's boy, huh? Yeah, as chief deputy at the Pentagon. Oh, my. The dark mystery at the heart of why we have embarked on a seemingly endless and increasingly bloody war. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper, ladies and gentlemen. You'll remember that the Serbians were have said to have murdered over 100,000 or maybe 50,000 or maybe 10,000 Kosovars. It was never quite clear. It's the old Belgian babies on bayonets scam. Dangle a few atrocities in front of the people's eyes and soon you'll have them screaming for blood. A lot of work has been done on this during the reign of Bush 1, said Paul Wolfowitz himself. Quite a bit. Conditioning the American people. The war. The reader expects to hear the word America or the Allies, but instead we come face to face with the chief subject of Wolfowitz's concern. Israel, whose interests frame and define the Wolfowitzian world of the region. Israel was and is the great unadmitted factor in all of this. As far as Wolfowitz is concerned, the reason we went to war was not to seize and defang Saddam's non-existent weapons of mass destruction, nor to sever his non-existent links to Al-Qaeda, but to secure Israel's interests in the region. That's why we're in Iraq today, and why we may be in Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq, Iran, tomorrow. Michael Kinsey and a few minor imitators are telling us that all of this is nothing new. That is, the part about the lack of evidence, the skepticism of the Brits, lack of confidence in the administration. So what else is new? If we think of the process by which the memos have come to generate headlines, however, we have to look at it as a learning process on the part of the public. If it took several dozen repetitions to get them to believe a lie, then it may take that many and many more to show them the truth. And not just the truth about how they were lied to, either. Tim Kavanaugh may be right that they stopped caring about that long ago. However, when they find out who lied us into war and why, when they discover... But American girls and boys are dying and being horribly wounded in order to make life a little bit easier for Ariel Sharon and company. I wonder if they'll begin to get a little hot under the collar, says Mr. Raimondo. particularly as the Justice Department rounds up a coven of Israeli spies in the Pentagon and charges Israel's Washington lobbyists with espionage. Yes, a good deal of this is old news, but the Israeli connection is new. And if, as there's ample reason to believe, it can be shown, he says, that the Israelis led us via Shalabi and the Office of Special Plans a stream of lies to rationalize a war to save their asses, the growing scandal that they were stealing our secrets blind and selling weapons to Red China all along, may well provide the tipping point in the public's attitude toward the war and toward our special relationship with Israel. The key, once again, is focusing not on the lies themselves, most of us can repeat them in our sleep, but on who told them and the crimes they are committing in the telling. So when the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence looked into intelligence gathering that preceded the war, the Office of Special Plans and other obscure and special obscure plans, if you will, controlled by the neocons, were declared off-limits to the first phase of the investigation. How do you like that? And then phase two was indefinitely postponed. John Rockefeller IV, co-chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, needs to get off his fat butt and get moving. If a foreign nation was involved in an effort to lie us into war by feeding us false intelligence and painting or planting such intelligence via its agents in the U.S. government, then the American people have a right to know. But these guys are so frightened. They're frightened of Israel. They're frightened of their master. And what does the Bible say? What does the book of Revelation say about who is able to make war with the beast? Who is able to challenge the authority of this monster, the beast, the system, the Antichrist system headquartered in Jerusalem? Who? 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 I'm asking you. I know of one that does. His name is Jesus. He dares to make war with this beast, and he will win, my friend. He will win. They will lose. They don't realize they're being set up for the big loss. For the big loss. And that, my friend, is the irony, is it not? Isn't that the final irony itself? That those who are now in control, those who now run the show, shall be totally crushed beneath the feet of Jesus himself and his saints. That's right, his saints. Will you be one of them? I wonder. Like I said earlier, there are people who listen and will never call me because of fear. Fear that they might be heard on the radio. Fear that they might be embarrassed to talk with me. Fear of coming out and admitting they've been lied to all their lives. Imagine George Bush repeating what they said about Hitler. Hitler was quoting Jews when he said they make a lie and repeat it over and over and over again. He was speaking of Jews when he said the big lie. Now, George Bush is saying the same thing. He's done the same thing. George Bush is the modern-day Hitler. In that regard, isn't he? Repeat a lie big enough, often enough, and people will believe it. Now the media, the same media, is telling us the war is bloody. The war is getting bad. You think the same media wants to hurt Israel? Their bosses, their masters? Their fathers? Of course not. So what are they doing? They're bringing down George Bush. George Bush is a wet rag. He's filthy now. He's cleaned the dirt off the table Now we're going to toss him out the window, aren't we? We're going to dump George Bush, aren't we? He's been a good little boy for us. He's done our dirty work. Now it's time to get rid of him. Give the orders. And so the media, following the Pied Piper, take their orders and go out and do their dirty work. George Bush is not as popular as he was. The polls are showing it every day, aren't they? They are showing it each and every day that George Bush is not the man. Not the man we thought he was. Yeah, it worked for a while. After 9/11, the American people, not knowing any better, rallied around their man. After all, we've got a hero in the White House. George Bush is going to be firm with terrorism now. We got all the little dumb Americans, Bush says. Frum says. Shalabi says. And all of them, the puppeteers at the top, laughing at the American people, saying, look, we did it in World War II with Pearl Harbor. We did it again. The new Pearl Harbor, as David Raymond Griffin says in his book, we got them all galvanized behind their man, their leader, George Bush. Now his popularity soars, only to come down 3 years later, 4 years later, to the point where he cannot govern anymore. He looks like the little wimp that he is. What will happen next, ladies and gentlemen? We know not, but we know one thing. Israel will not be touched. Pieces of the puzzle have to come together. The system has to be in place for the Antichrist to assume his throne. The media moguls who lie repeatedly and unceasingly will not begin suddenly to tell us the truth. And if they do, it will only be by coincidence or happenstance. Indeed, isn't that the truth? The Judith Millers and the Matthew Coopers and all the rest of them from Time to Newsweek, all of the same families own these publications. From the New York Times to the Washington Post to the L.A. Times to the Houston Chronicle to the Pravda Journal in Providence. Owned by the same elite families. The word is out, George Bush. We got to start unraveling him. George Bush is starting to fight back against the powerful elite. Well, Richard Nixon tried it too, and Richard Nixon was Watergated. Watergated. You can be sure of one thing. When the scandal breaks to destroy George Bush, one country, the one country that is responsible for all of this malaise, for our dead children coming home, those that are sick and dying now, for the loss of millions in the Middle East now, millions who have died since the 1960s. Israel will be that one country that will escape mention in much, if not all, of the media. Proving exactly the point that I've been making all along. Who is in control? Who is in the driver's seat? Talk all you want about the globalists and the internationalists, but remember one thing. They and the Zionists are one and the same, my friend. One in the same. Amen? Amen. I'm sorry to be such a talk horse tonight, but I just couldn't help it. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Chitty-chatty with me if you wish, if you can dare it, if you can stand it. These are the important issues that the mainstream media will not even begin to discuss, will not even begin to talk about. Nope, we're too busy with the Michael Jackson fallout. Yeah, we're too busy with all of this in Tiger Woods. We can talk about that till the cows come home, ladies and gentlemen. And we can continue to talk about it. And every scandal under the sun that doesn't matter to you or to me. We can talk about all of them. Russell Crowe and his fine performance in Cinderella Man and the real life history behind it. We can talk about all of that, but let's not talk about why we went to war in Iraq and whose purposes we serve to this day. Don't you dare. Don't you remember the story of the I was an NKVD agent? The master spy in the Soviet Union sent his junior spies out into the West and told them, you can denounce communism all you want. He said, you can denounce the Soviet Union. In fact, I want you to gain credibility, denounce us, denounce Sovietism, denounce the Russians, denounce all of communism. But don't do one thing, he said. What was that, the junior spy said? The master spy said, don't you dare. Don't you dare contradict the thoughts of Marxism or Leninism, because if you do, we'll come after you. Rick Adams, we'll be right back with a final 8 minutes on Uncensored Radio Free America.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks have become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Fellow Eloi, I'm back for the final wrap-up here tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Nita Renfrew, author of the book Saddam Hussein in 1985, she will be here to tell a very, very, very different story about Iraq in the 1980s from what the media bosses have wanted you to believe. Very interesting woman, very humble woman. All right, let's see if we can take a call or two before we get out of here and come back tomorrow night, okay? Same time, same network. All right, let's see, who we got? James from Austin? You on the line? Hello.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Good, thank you. What's on your mind, Jimmy?
I've been hearing somebody, a guy I work with, was mentioning. I just wanted to hear what you thought about this. It sounds kind of odd, but it's a website, bushistheantichrist.com.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that? Is that sound like disinformation or?
Could be. I'll have to go to that website.
I'm going to check it out. But
sure.
It seems like it's hard to see him being of that kind of stature because he's really just an idiot. I don't see him being, you know, because I can tell by the way the trend is going that they're going to kick him out. So it's hard to see him being at that
point. No, he's not the leader of the end. He's just nothing but a puppet in Satan's army. But so we'll go to the website. Go and call me tomorrow night, Jim.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, Garen in Rhode Island. Hello, Garen.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you talk about cowardly, spineless, gutless politicians. They didn't even have the nerve and going all the way up to LBJ to stand up to Israel when they deliberately attacked the USS Liberty.
Yeah, that's
right. They covered that up from start to finish.
Yep.
The admiral of the 6th Fleet even told the sailors, never talk about this. Mm-hmm. Or you will face court-martial or worse. And they even say, we know what worse meant. That's the cowardice of own politicians.
That's right. Lyndon Johnson himself said, oh, my God, it's Israel that attacked America? Oh, my God! He got on his hands and knees and I can't do anything about it. I can't let our men die. Can you believe it? They should all be shot right before a firing squad, every one of them.
Oh, and that's exactly as some of the sailors aboard the USS Liberty say. They said, we believe that, and the U.S. government was involved on this, that the Israeli attack was meant to sink the Liberty, kill all aboard, then to be blamed on Egypt get U.S. in on that war on the side of Israel. Well, that sounds familiar, huh? Mm-hmm. An attack on the U.S.
Doesn't it sound awfully familiar?
Have the U.S. fight in a war that benefits Israel. Ooh.
Oh. Sounds familiar, Garen. Hey, thank you for the call, brother.
All right, Rick.
See you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, he's on our crew. Garen's going to be our guest one of these nights. Tell us again. Spend an hour with us. Tell us about how to become involved in your local cable TV public access with programming. We've got to stand up now. Take a stand or take a fall, as the man said. Well, tomorrow night we'll be listening to Nita Renfrew. You're going to love this gal. I like her because she's not bought and paid for by anybody. She's not pro-Saddam, pro-anybody. She's just pro-facts, and she hates dishonesty. She hates liars. And so she hates this administration and George Bush and the rest of them, including the media who lied us into the first Gulf War and now the second. Okay, tomorrow night we will be back with that program and more guests throughout the week. So stay tuned. Spread the word. I know you're all out there listening intently, and you can participate anytime you want. Tomorrow night will be a chance for you to hear some real shocking programming. Don't miss out on it. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. We'll see you all then. Do I hear the music? I don't hear my music. Where is it, ladies and gentlemen? Where is it, Paul? There it is. Good night.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.